Even though today is the last day to vote, we probably will not have results in a lot of the nation's close races for a while, and that's because it takes time to count all the mail-in ballots, many of which are Democratic, and that could mean another replay of 2020, where the Republican lead vanished in many states. We're going to talk about what to watch for tonight with Nick Corasaniti. He covers national politics for the New York Times. Hello.
Hey, thanks for having me.
Great to have you back. Okay, so in 2020, we saw this divide between the parties when it came to mail-in ballots. And one of the big reasons was COVID, many Democrats wanting to avoid in-person voting. Are we expecting the same kind of divide this year?
Yes, Democrats are overwhelmingly embracing voting by mail. And Republicans, prefer to vote in person, either early or election day. And a lot of that, it originated in the pandemic, yes, but the reason for the partisan divide is much more due to kind of Republican leaders like former President Trump really demonizing the vote by mail process, claiming it's rigged, claiming it's, one of the reasons that he lost was, all of these falsehoods about abilities to alter and warp voting by mail numbers. And so there's been this kind of inherent mistrust of that within a large part of the Republican base. So a lot of Republican voters, therefore, are not voting by mail, whereas Democrats who experienced, the convenience of voting by mail are still choosing to do so. It's certainly a smaller gap because, in 2020 it was very significant, but it's still overwhelmingly a Democratic medium.
Right, which caused what is being called a red mirage. Which states are we most likely to see this possible red mirage?
Yeah, so I think this year we're calling it a little bit more of a pink hue just because of how it's narrowed just a little bit, but it's actually going to be almost the exact same states that caused the issue in 2020. In Pennsylvania and Wisconsin, two states with, critical races statewide, Pennsylvania with a big role in, who's going to control the Senate. Wisconsin has a governor's race and a Senate race with Ron Johnson. They don't allow their election officials to process ballots until election day. So they haven't gotten to open them, pre-process them, do any of the inspection. So that leads to a long backlog. And, election officials in Pennsylvania today said that it would take a few days until they have full results. Wisconsin has said, it'll be until Wednesday. So the results that we see in those two states early on election night will lean heavily Republican because those Democratic ballots that are in the mail have yet to be counted yet. So it'll give, a misperception of Republicans' really aggressive strength. Now, that's not to say that, Democrats will definitely catch up. We're seeing in a lot of polling, Republicans appear stronger today, but it will give that kind of misperception in those two states.
Right. So we're talking about the race in particular in Pennsylvania between Democrat John Fetterman and Republican Mehmet Oz, over in Wisconsin between, as you said, Republican Senator Ron Johnson and Lieutenant Governor Mandela Barnes. Do we know from polling if these two races are pretty even?
They sure look like pure toss-ups. And everyone I've spoken to today claims that they are definitely toss-ups. If anything, Senator Johnson might have the slightest of edges in Wisconsin, just as Republicans there seem to be doing generically better. And so that, would help the top of the ticket, but certainly not enough to really be able to say one way or the other. And I think that's where we'll see, this kind of pink hue version of the red mirage in those two states.
Right. So why would a state prevent their officials from counting ballots as they come in? What's the advantage or what's the argument?
So there has never actually been an argument that I've heard. Republicans in the control of the state legislatures in both these states, as well as Michigan, which has a similar problem. They don't have a Senate race this year, but they do have a critical governor's race. And they just refused to allow counting earlier without really citing any specific, quote unquote, election integrity reasons. Now, what I've heard when I've talked to some Democrats and voting rights groups is that, because of that kind of Republican battle against mail voting, that if you're able to paint the system as flawed or problematic and, they can't count votes on time, then we need to do away with it. And it could be one way to kind of weaken the argument to continue having this option of voting. Now, that's just, I haven't heard a single Republican official, legislator, candidate say that. But when I talk to some of these Democrats and voting rights groups, that's what they tell me.
Yeah, but then you have Florida, which is pretty much a Republican state now. They count ballots early.
Exactly. Florida, you know, from 2000 has come a long way, and they are almost, you know, one of the most efficiently run elections in the entire country. And there's, you know, there are numerous states. In fact, almost every state except those three, you know, Midwestern swing states that allow ballots to be pre-processed early. And part of that is also because of the origins of vote by mail is actually a Republican favored method of voting. Florida Republicans were always able, when the state was a little bit more of a blue of a purple state, their strength was in vote by mail to get to some of those more rural areas, further drive. Same in Georgia. In 2005, Republicans installed no excuse absentee voting. So it has actually in the past benefited Republican voters. And so that's where you see in a lot of those states, policy still in place to allow ballots to be counted early. And all it's doing is, you know, really creating an atmosphere of uncertainty and chaos that could then, you know, be weaponized by bad actors. There's no real election security argument here. These are just the counting of totally legal and valid votes.
Okay, so as we're sitting here on the West Coast, what should we be looking for as the polls close in the East?
I think you're going to have to wait, you know, even on the West Coast until Wednesday to really get a sense of how elections in Pennsylvania and Wisconsin and possibly even Michigan have gone. You know, Michigan election officials, I spent the weekend in Michigan looking at the governor's race there, and they all told me in both campaigns, both Tudor Dixon and Governor Whitmer, don't expect results until, you know, late morning Wednesday. So you'll be waiting in those three states. The other thing that on the West Coast you might notice is actually a reverse of this trend in Arizona. In Arizona, which is a largely vote by mail state, more than 80% choose to vote absentee by mail. Republicans have been holding their absentee ballots and supposedly are choosing to hand them in person on election day as their way of voting in person on election day. But what that will do is that will lead to a big backlog of Republican absentee ballots being handed in on election day, and then they have to go through the same process of verification and tabulation. So Democrats who have been voting by mail and sending them in early, and Arizona is a state that allows pre-processing, so those results will probably be in earlier. So we might actually get a flip of the pink hue in Arizona might more be like a teal mirage, as I lack a full, you know, Crayola box of color names in my head. But just because they've held on to these ballots, you know, it normally in Arizona, we see a pretty even pace by both parties in early voting by absentee in Arizona. And if one's doing better than the other, you can kind of get a sense of how the election's going. This year, Democrats are outpacing Republicans in early vote by about like 13%. But we know based on polling and everything else that it's a very, very close race, especially for Senate there. So what we see is these Republicans holding on to their ballots and we'll turn them in. So on the West Coast, you know, when you're seeing those results come in West Coast states in a more reasonable hour than we'll have on the East Coast, there might be a little bit of a misleading blue advantage in Arizona.
Oh, my gosh. OK, well, we are all on pins and needles. Thank you so much.
Thanks for having me.
My pleasure. That's Nick Corasaniti. He covers national politics for The New York Times. Coming up, CVS is getting rid of the so-called pink tax. So is the entire state of California. That's next on Press Play.